The Mayfair Mystery by Frank Richardson, read by Stephen Crossley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Dead Man. The body of a man in evening dress lay on the dull crimson carpet. The black eyes were staring fixedly at the electric light hanging from copper shades. The jaw had dropped. The dead man's face was remarkably handsome. The forehead was broad and indicative of considerable intellectual power. Strongly marked black eyebrows jutted perhaps a little too far over the aggressive aquiline nose. The chin was strong and determined. The close-cut, shiny black hair was silvered at the sides. But for a slight, almost dandified moustache, one would have thought that the features were those of a barrister, of an ideal barrister. The small room in which the corpse lay had evidently been newly decorated. A smell of varnish was in the air. It was furnished simply and in good taste. The walls were panelled in dark oak, and the few ornaments proved their owner to be a man of excellent judgment in matters of art. A few books, the latest novels, illustrated and scientific papers, lay on a Sheraton table. In the grate burnt a fire of ship's logs, emitting a fragrant scent that battled with the smell of paint. In Who's Who, the dead man's biography was as follows. Oakley, Sir Clifford, 1st Baronet, created 1903.